97 years ago today, the 19th Amendment was ratified, granting women the right to vote.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes.
The 1964 film Mary Poppins painted this very peppy picture of the suffragette movement.
One hears the restless cries from every corner of the land. Womankind, arise!
Of course, by the time this was filmed, women had had the right to vote for nearly half a century.
Our daughters' daughters will adore us. And they'll sing in grateful chorus, well done, sister suffragette.
We're going to go back in time even a little further and talk with a woman who was already alive when the 19th Amendment was ratified. She lives in Prescott now, and the show's Annika Klein introduces us to her.
My name is Geraldine Emmett, and I was born in Iowa in 1914.
1914. The year construction started on the Lincoln Memorial, the year Mother's Day became a national holiday, the year the First World War erupted. That was the year Geraldine Emmett was born. Last month, she celebrated her 103rd birthday.
Yes, I did.
How did you celebrate?
All of the Democratic people and a few Republicans came to my birthday party, and it was very well celebrated and went on for about 3 days.
It might seem odd that Emmett pointed out the party affiliation of her birthday guests, but politics is one of her lifelong loves. The Democrats at her recent birthday are people she knows from the group Democratic Women of the Prescott Area, which, by the way, Emmett founded after moving there. And she represented her party just last year as an honorary delegate at the Democratic National Convention.
And 51 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton!
And I thought all hell had broke loose because everybody started screaming and yelling and throwing their hats up in the air. My leg was cut open, but I didn't even know it because I was so excited.
You got a cut on your leg from all the commotion?
Well, because they all rushed up to hug me.
She's fine now and says it was a memorable experience. I thought she surely wouldn't remember 97 years ago when the 19th Amendment was ratified. She was 6 years old.
I remember celebrating down in the middle of Gilbert.
She says the memory still sticks because her dad was so happy that her mother was able to vote. A quick history lesson here. Arizona was ahead of the curve, and women were allowed to vote here 8 years before the 19th Amendment. But Emmett's family had just moved from Iowa, where women didn't have the vote until the amendment passed. So the 1920 presidential election was the first time her mother was able to vote.
The men were ushering their ladies into the booth so they could go in alone, and it made a big deal out of it, you know. And I've never forgotten how wonderful that made that little kid feel.
And in all these years, through the ups and downs, Emmett says she's never missed a vote in an election. Last year was hard. It was the first time she'd been able to vote for a woman candidate for president, and her candidate lost. She says her grandchildren called to comfort her.
They called me the night of the election. Oh, Grandma, I'm so sorry. And I had a time calming them down. I said, don't cry. We'll work through this and it'll be fine. And we're doing whatever we can to make this the kind of country that God would be proud of.
That was the show's Annika Klein speaking with Geraldine Emmett of Prescott. She's featured in a new book titled We the Resilient, Wisdom for America from Women Born Before Suffrage. The 19th Amendment was ratified 97 years ago today, 6 years after Emmett was born. We're ending with her favorite song, I'll Get By.